Starboard TCN Worldwide Commercial Real Estate covers office space activity, hot properties, and news related to the commercial real estate market, primarily in the San Francisco Bay Area.
This is Hans Hansen with Starboard TCN's podcast for April the 22nd. Just listed in San Francisco, 1,000 to 6,000 square feet, 22 Second Street, just off of Market Street. A new suite of 3,712 square feet has just become available on the 7th floor. Asking price is $35 per square foot. This property is conveniently located within walking distance of the Montgomery Street BART station and the Transbay bus terminal. It is also convenient to the North Side Financial District as well as the South Side Financial District and offers full building identity. 944-948 Market Street. This historical landmark is also conveniently located close to both the North and South Financial Districts as well as Union Square. A new suite of 1,836 square feet has just become available on the second floor. Asking price is negotiable. Just listed in San Mateo County, 1,000 to 6,000 square feet, 3 Twin Dolphin Drive in Redwood City. Also known as Shore Center 2, this building is part of a three-building office project located in Redwood Shores. A new suite has just become available there of 5,900 square feet on the second floor, also known as Suite 200. Asking price is $39 per square foot on a fully serviced basis. Term is 3 to 5 years. 275 Shoreline Drive in Redwood City, also known as Shore Breeze 1. This building is located in Redwood Shores and is conveniently located to the Hotel Sofitel and has on-site fitness center, generous parking, and good outlooks to the man-made lagoon. A new suite of 5,854 square feet has just become available on the first floor, asking price $51 per square foot on a fully serviced basis. Just listed in the East Bay, 1,000 to 6,000 square feet, 2101 Webster Street in Oakland. A new suite of 1,051 square feet has just become available there on the 16th floor. Term is 5 to 10 years. Price is negotiable. This building is located in the Lake Merritt area and offers good perimeter window line, fiber optics, independent HVAC on each floor, and 24-hour security. 2999 Oak Road in Walnut Creek. This building offers high-end identity and is across the street from BART, adjacent to the Embassy Suites Hotel, Marriott Hotels, as well as Club Sport. A new suite there has become available of 3,000 square feet on the 8th floor. Term is through September 2011. Rate is negotiable. Current office vacancy rates throughout the Bay Area. In San Francisco, the overall vacancy rate has now dropped in April to 6% from 7%. The average rental rate is now $35.44 per square foot. In San Mateo, the overall vacancy rate continues to hold at 9% with an overall rate of $40.07 a square foot. The 9% rental rate figure has now held since July of last year. However, rental rates continue to rise in San Mateo with an average rent of $38.95 as early as last December. In the East Bay, the overall vacancy rate still stands at 10% with an average rental rate of $26.66. That is also up from $24.50 as early as November. In news in the marketplace, Crate & Barrel has just inked a 1.22 million square foot build-to-suit deal. Crate & Barrel signals its need to expand in the West Coast by building a new suite of 1,022 square feet. This will be the main distribution facility for Northern California, and as well as two new operations that will exist in the East Bay and Oakland. These facilities will be located in the Tracy area on a new 160-acre development site built by Prologis. news of the marketplace in San Francisco. Current rental rates continue to rise while the vacancy continues to drop. Unlike speculation that the vacancy rates will in fact be going up rather than down, the vacancy rate now is at 6%. Speculation has been that the vacancy rate will actually increase to somewhere between 8 and 9% this year as the recession shows signs in San Francisco's office space market. Contrary to that, vacancy rates have gone down while the rental rates have actually gone up. So it would be interesting to see how the rest of the year shapes up, if the market goes counter to the rest of the country, or whether in fact it will join the rest of the country with a projected slowdown in office rents as well as vacancy. This ends Starboard TCN Worldwide's podcast for April the 22nd, 2008. If you're interested in any of these properties posted on this podcast, please contact us at 415-765-6900 or visit us on our website at starboardnet.com. We look forward to presenting our next podcast next week.
Thank you for listening to Starboard TCN Worldwide Commercial Real Estate's podcast. The properties just mentioned are not necessarily listings of Starboard TCN Worldwide. If you are interested in more information on these properties, we would be happy to assist you. We can also tailor a complete list of available office space to suit your particular needs. Vacancy rates are quoted from CoStar Services.